We're in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, the halachas of Chazoras Hashatz. We are up to Siftes, and we will be completing the entire Siman. We'll be going through Sif Yud Beis. Says the Machaber, Siftes, Im Yesh Ktsas Mi Ha'onim Shemarichim Yosem Yidai. If there are people in the Tzibur that are taking their time and answering Amin, they're taking very long. Ein Sarach HaMavarech Lamtin Lahem, the one making the bracha does not have to wait for them. You have to wait for Rov of the Tzibur. You do not have to wait for the entire Tzibur. Now, the problem is, this is all in a bracha that you're not being motzi them with. But let's say you're being motzi them with a bracha, and by their answering Amen, they're going to miss the next part of the bracha. So here you have a problem. They're not hearing it. So this is not a bracha that the people have a chiyuv to be yotza with. Whereas if you're talking about brachas that they don't have to be yotza with, there you wait for the majority of the tzibur and not for the minority. The Bir Halacha brings different opinions with regard to Chazaras Hashatz. We've already run into this idea that the Chazaras Hashatz, even though there's no one in the shul that's being yotza Shmona Esrei with it, however, since there was a takana, that every minyan have a Chazaras Hashatz, the tzibur has to hear the Chazaras Hashatz, and therefore, if you're not going to wait for everyone to answer Amen, the tzibur is not going to hear Chazaras Hashatz. But he's mistopic, he brings two opinions in that. Now the halacha is, we saw before, that you're allowed to answer Amen, you're supposed to answer Amen, tol kedei dibur of the bracha that was said. That is only true so long as the Shliach Tzibur didn't start the next bracha. In this sif, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that let's say the Shliach Tzibur finishes a bracha, some people said Amen, some are still saying Amen, the Shliach Tzibur went further, you haven't said Amen yet, but he's already begun the next bracha. Since he's already begun the next bracha, that it is already too late to answer Amen on the previous bracha. Sif Yud. Mi sheshachach v'lo omer yala v'yova b'Rosh Chodesh. Someone forgot to say yala v'yova on Rosh Chodesh. O b'chol shel moed, or in chol moed. O b'chol davar shetzarach l'asor b'shvilo. Or anything else that the person left out where he would have to repeat the Shmona Esrei because of it. Yechavin dato, what he should do is concentrate. V'yishma mishliach tzibur kol yudches brachas. He should make it his business to listen to all 18 brachas of the Shmona Esrei, all 19 brachas, mirosh v'atzo, from beginning to end, ka'odom shemispalo liatzma, as if he were davening on his own. V'lo yafsik v'lo yasiach, he should not pause, that means he should not be mafsik with anything else, and certainly not talk. And posea gimel psiyas lachorav, and he takes the three steps back at the end of it. The kaven shekfar hispalol elish hashachach v'lo hiskir afal bishu baki shatz motzia. What is this halacha? We had learned that chazaras hashatz with a minion can only be taken advantage of by someone who is an einor baki. Meaning, if you didn't daven Shmona Esrei, you cannot rely on listening to the Shliach Tzibur's Chazara. You cannot listen to the repetition of the Yotza with that. Chazal were metaken the repetition only for the sake of those who cannot daven on their own. So if someone cannot daven, he does not know how, there he can be Yotza with the Shliach Tzibur, obviously, when there's a minyan. What is the halach of someone who's already davened, but he made a mistake in his davening, and because of that he's got to repeat his Shmona Esrei? Here Chazal said that even though you're a baki, you can be yotza with Chazaras Hashatz, you can listen to the Shliach Tzibur, and do not have to say the whole Shmona Esrei on your own. Now the Mishnah Berurah is medayik that this halacha sounds like it is the same with regard to Mashiv HaRuach. If someone said Mashiv HaRuach Umor HaGeshem in the summer, the halacha would be that he can listen to the shots the second time. There are different dais with regard to that. The Mishnah Berurah says that in all cases, really, you're better off davening over again yourself because it's so difficult to really listen to every word that the Shliach Tzibur is saying. The Bach also points out that if you have a Shliach Tzibur that swallows some of the words, you cannot be yotza with his Chazaras Hashatz. And therefore, you should certainly daven on your own if you weren't yotza the first time. The Mishnah Berurah says an interesting halacha. What happens if someone left out Yala V'Yavo, say in Shachris, and he has not yet completed his own Shmona Esrei? So the halacha is that he goes back to Ritzei. What he could do is listen to the Shliach Tzibur's Ritzei and be Yotze from Ritzei to the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, what the Mishnah Berurah is having you do is being Yotze your Shmoneh Esrei up until Ritzei with your own saying it, and from Ritzei and on, you're Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur's, even though your Shmoneh Esrei is therefore being broken up into two parts, one part that you said and one part that the Shliach Tzibur said. Nevertheless, that is fine. The Mishnah Berurah points out, for someone who's being Yotze with the Chazaras HaShatz, he should not say Modim Derabbanon. He's supposed to listen to the Shliach Tzibur saying Modim. And here the Mishnah Berurah brings up a very important halacha that not everyone knows, and the Mishnah Berurah says that as well. He says that it seems to be that what Chazanim usually do, the Shliach Tzibur, he says the words Modim Anachnu Lach out loud, and then at Hatov, the Kilo Chalu Rachamecha, he begins saying it out loud again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't know where that came from. Chazaras HaShatz is a chiyuv for the Shliach Tzibur to say the entire Shmoneh Esrei. He is not to skip half of Modim. Therefore, the Shliach Tzibur should say it out loud. In fact, not only shouldn't he say it low, he should even say it louder. He should say it louder so that the Tzibur will be able to hear it above their Modim Derabbanan. He says, at least say it loud enough that the 10 people around him should be able to hear. Pashtus, what he means is another 9 people, including him, the 10th one being himself. Sif Yud Aleph. In Ba'od Ha'odam Mispalel Siyim Shatz Brach. A person was in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei, towards the end of Shmoneh Esrei, and the Shatz finished a bracha while he was still at a point that he couldn't talk. V'kodim Shekol Sa'aniyas Amim Mipi Rov HaTzibur Siyim Zet Filosa. You finish your Shmoneh Esrei and now are allowed to talk at a time that the Tzibur is still answering Amen. So what you're doing here is you want to join in with the Tzibur and say Amen together with them on a bracha that you weren't allowed to, on a bracha that you couldn't have recited at the time it was said because you were in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Nevertheless, the halach is that it's permissible. Oni mine Amen, you say Amen together with the Tzibur. In that case, you say it together with the Tzibur. Now, what happens if you don't have a tzibur there, but an individual, someone made a bracha, someone else said amen? The halacha is that tol kedei dibur of this other person's amen, you can also say amen. So why is it that in the tzibur we saw before that it's only rov of the tzibur, which is the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, the lashon of the mechaber mipi rov hatzibur? Why not the miut? Because the miut in a tzibur is bottled to the rov. Not so when you're dealing with an individual alone. If he said amen, whatever he did, then you could say amen tol kedei dibur to his amen. Hagos, says the Rama now, vafilu im lo shama habracha klal, rak shama tzibur onin amen, v'yodea leiz habracha koi yana imahem. As long as you know what bracha it is, and you heard the tzibur answer, so you answer with them, v'chein b'kadesh kedusha u'barchu, this is the halacha, that even though you didn't hear the bracha, but you know which bracha it is, and you're not being yotze with that bracha, the halacha is that you could say amen if you hear the tzibur saying amen together with it. Yudbeis ha'ona amen lo yagbia kol yosom amavarach. The person who answers amen should not answer louder than the person who is making the bracha, because it says gadlu l'ashem iti unramash shmo yakdav. The same thing goes for Baruch Hu. The same thing goes for benching. Whereas if someone is saying Amen very loud for the sake of getting everyone else to answer Amen, that is permissible. You are to answer Amen after the bracha of a child who is Higia L'chinuch, he is a Yodea L'mimavarech, for the sake of Chinuch, he is Chayiv, and once he's Chayiv, you answer Amen to it. Whereas if you're dealing with a Shota, someone who does not have Seichel, the halacha is that you don't answer Amen to it. And a woman who is making a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, the halacha is that we do answer amen to that.